That starship there, and nothing's gonna stop us now. Yeah, that's East Point Radio's signature tune. I think we ought to adopt that one, certainly. And certainly nothing's going to stop all the folks down there at the Ipswich Transport Museum, located in the old trolley bus depot on Cobham Road in Ipswich, from all the great work which they actually get up to. Now, this is all part of our
Anglia
In Focus.
And I'm hoping now that on the line we're going to be joined by Peter Bedwell, who's a volunteer, literally, at the Ipswich Transport Museum, who's joining us live on the programme. Good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you? All right?
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
No, no problem at all. It's always nice to give you some publicity, and I know that you keep us up to date with all the sorts of things that's going on down there. Now, I know that your volunteers have been very busy over the winter refreshing the main exhibition hall, haven't they?
Yes, we have indeed. We've taken several vehicles out and put them in storage. We've brought in some fresh ones. We've also given the lawnmower display a complete overhaul and put it in a new location. So there's been a lot going on. There's a lot of paint being splashed about as well.
Sounds good, anyhow. Sounds good. Restoration is always a very time-consuming occupation, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Now, tell us a little bit about the background to the Ipswich Transport Museum. I know it's in the old trolley bus depot at Cobham Road in Ipswich. I've been there many times. It's a fantastic place to come and visit. Tell us about the museum itself.
Well, we're all volunteer. There's no paid staff in the museum at all. We have a collection which is based virtually entirely around Ipswich. That is either made or manufactured in Ipswich, which has about 100 major exhibits in it. And there's a lot of little side displays and things like that to see. Wherever you look, you'll see something. You're never lost for something to look at.
No, I can certainly verify that. I say, having been there, as I say, a number of times, and I always like to see the Ipswich trolley buses, and you've also got some Eastern Counties vehicles there as well, haven't you?
Yes, we have, and indeed we brought three more out of storage and put on display this year, Eastern Counties.
Excellent, excellent. I must come and see those.
Yeah.
It sounds wonderful. Now, the museum itself, as you were saying earlier on, it is totally run by volunteers, and there's a tremendous amount of commitment that has to be put in by all you good folk, isn't there?
Yes, there is, yeah.
Now, the events that you've got coming up, we've got one in just about a week's time, literally on Monday the 21st of April. It's an Easter egg trail, I understand. Tell us about that.
Yep. There'll be Easter eggs scattered around the museum for people to find, and it is what it says, an Easter egg trail around the museum.
That sounds good. So it's very much a family orientated day there, where the children can come along and go scouting around for the Easter eggs.
Oh, yes, definitely.
That sounds good, that does. Sounds really good. Now, coming back to the actual vehicles again in the museum. Now, the Ipswich trolley buses, now I can remember those, having lived in Ipswich many, many years ago, and trundling up Bishop's Hill and things like that. And they were wonderful vehicles, and a lot of them were made relatively locally, weren't they?
Yes, they were. The vast majority of the fleet were made at Ransom Sims and Jeffries.
Uh-huh.
Several more were made at Garrett's of Leiston. It's only in the later days, towards the very end of the trolleybus operation, that they veered away from local manufacture, actually.
Uh-huh. What was the reason for that then? Was it just competitiveness on manufacturing?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. Now, and as I say, the Ipswich trolley buses, I think it was the number 4 trolley bus that used to trundle up Bishop's Hill, which I can remember. Number 4, number 2 seems to ring a bell. I think number 2 went to Nacton, didn't it?
Nacton, yeah.
Yeah, I can remember that well. Now, bring back the trolley buses. What do you think about that? Would it be a good idea in this day and age where everybody's looking at cleaning up the environment?
Two sides to that one, I think, Mark. Environmentally, yes, but you couldn't do with a trolley bus today what you can do with a powered vehicle, in so much as you're limited to the roots of the wire, of the overhead wires.
Yeah.
Whereas a motorbus can go wherever you want it. I mean, we do a lot of in Ipswich. There's a lot of schoolwork done. And places they have to go, they couldn't go by trolleybus.
I see. So it wouldn't really be feasible then in this modern day, if you can call it that.
Not really. It'd have a place possibly in the town itself, but you'd lose the out of town use.
Isn't it strange that, going back years when we had even trams before the trolley buses, and then we had the trolley buses, and all these vehicles were electric, and we've gone full circle and things are coming back to electric vehicles again, aren't they?
Yeah. In fact, we're actually rebuilding at the moment a petrol electric Eastern Counties road car double decker.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. That does.
That's going to be a very long job because we've had some bits and pieces of it laying around for several years, and by luck we've now acquired a running chassis for it.
Brilliant.
So now all the hard work of doing the fundraising and doing the job.
Sounds great. And as you say, a long-term project. Now, can we give out some details, Peter, so that folks can find out more about the Ipswich Transport Museum located at the old trolleybus depot, Cobham Road in Ipswich? How can they best find out about what's going on and the opening times?
Whoops. Sorry about that. Somebody's just come to the door. If you go online on www.ipswichtransportmuseum.co.uk, or you can phone us Tuesday to Wednesday on 01473 7... my mind's gone blank, Mark. Can you help me with your phone number?
Yes, no problem at all. 01473 715666 I've got.
Yep, that's right.
That's
just
the one.
One of those times. My mind went blank with the dog starting.
Yeah, well, we'll have to interview the dog as well.
Yeah. Well, you can have both of them if you want.
Oh, I see.
They've been sitting here listening to you.
Now, I know that you're into your new season there now at the Ipswich Transport Museum.
Indeed we are.
And I mentioned Monday the 21st, the 11 through till 4 p.m, the Easter Egg Trail. Now, you're also open on other days, aren't you, during the week?
Yep. We're open every Sunday through till the end of November, 11 till 4. And also, we've got one more week coming in the half term, school half term, which is Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday of this week. And then, obviously, in the other school holidays, there will be similar opening times.
That sounds good. Now, one thing we haven't mentioned is that people can come to the museum and look round a large number of exhibits. As I say, they're all very interesting, and be it buses, cars, lawnmowers. I mean, I've had a good look round them all, and there's so much to see. And every time you visit the museum, you see something new. And I think that's fantastic that a museum is kept as fresh as yours is. So whenever people come back for a second visit or a third visit, they're not going to see the same things. They're going to see lots of other things as well.
Yes, that's always been commented on.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's a pleasure to come to go somewhere where you can do that, and where you can also go aboard most of the vehicles.
Yes, and I must admit, I've been on board some of the Eastern Counties vehicles there when I've been to the museum. Now, folks bringing the children, of course, and it can be very much a family day out. The place to go and see as well is the Sunbeam Tea Room and the gift shop as well.
That's right.
Now, that sounds great. Is the Sunbeam Tea Room open on all the days that through the week that you're open for exhibiting?
Yes, we aim to have it open all the time.
That's great, that is, and I must pay a visit to that. I haven't been to the Sunbeam Tea Room. Now, you've got a wide-ranging gift shop as well, haven't you, there? So memorabilia and things like that to commemorate your visit to the Ipswich Transport Museum. There's something for everybody, isn't there?
There is, yes. Yes, we've actually just put on board now the EFE model of the Bedford OB in 176 scale.
Right, that sounds good. That sounds good. Now,
ideal for the O gauge modellers.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely brilliant. Now, the other things which a lot of people don't necessarily associate with the Ipswich Transport Museum is the range of lawnmowers, which were manufactured, of course, very locally at Ransom's, weren't they?
They were, yes. And we've given that display now its own dedicated room.
Great, yeah.
And there are actually a lot more on display now than there were.
Oh, it's I can remember particularly the Ransoms at the bottom of Bishop's Hill. I can remember that Ransoms.
Yeah, the old Duke Street Works.
Yeah, that was a fantastic place that was, and it was in the days of what I call traditional Ipswich, and I mean that area of the town has changed so much, hasn't it?
Hasn't it all?
Oh, dear, oh dear. Yes, not good. Now, let's give out those contact details once again, Peter, if we can. How can people find out more about the Ipswich Transport Museum?
Right, I'll get the telephone number out of the way first.
Okay.
It's 01473 715666.
Yep.
Thanks for the reminder. And the website is www.ipswichtransportmuseum.co.uk.
That sounds great. So people can go online, as you say, at www.ipswichtransportmuseum.co.uk, that being all one word, .com, to find out about everything and anything to do with the museum as well. And have you got all your open dates on there?
Yes, they should be on there now.
Okay, that sounds great. That's wonderful. Well, Peter, thank you for joining us once again here on East Point Radio, live on the programme, to talk about the Ipswich Transport Museum.
Thanks very much for having me, Mark. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Peter. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I know we'll be talking again before too long.
Oh, yes, I don't doubt that.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Right, thank you. Bye.
Bye. There we've been talking to Peter Bedwell, who's a volunteer at the Ipswich Transport Museum. And that can be located in the old trolley bus depot, Cobham Road in Ipswich. All part of our feature,
Anglia
In Focus,
here on East Point Radio.
It's murder on the dance floor, but you better not kill the groom.